the gospel, our Lord is on the boat of Simon Peter, preaching to the people, and after he finishes preaching, he tells Peter to go out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch. And then they get so many fish that they fill two boats to the point of sinking. And our Lord says to St. Peter and the other apostles, who are afraid after seeing so many fish, after a night of trying hard to catch fish, and they weren't able to catch anything. And our Lord says, go out again. And they thought that he might not know what he was saying, because they were the professional fishermen. And yet our Lord knows everything, of course. And they catch a great number of fish, and they're all astonished by that and afraid because of their human weakness. And our Lord says to Peter and the apostles, don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. We will be catching men. Have we stopped catching men today? Is it any different now than in those days? Of course not. We still have to catch men. We still need to go out into the deep, go out into the world seeking the salvation of souls. We need to go out into the deep with our prayers and our thoughtfulness, our mind for the good of souls, and seek the salvation of many souls. They caught so many fish there, and we can still catch so many fish today. And perhaps it's not helpful to think that more souls are going to hell than go to heaven. And we lose our motivation and our zeal for seeking the salvation of so many souls. We don't know exactly what's going to happen in the next life for the salvation of souls. We seek to save so many souls, seek to save as many souls as possible, and know from this parable that we can save many, many, many souls through our efforts, and believe that. And to go out into the deep with our prayers and sacrifices, our efforts, our preaching, our words, our good example, our work is redemptive, our doing our duties, doing what we're called to do, doing God's will, do everything faithfully to God, and that not only saves our own soul, but it also is redemptive and redounds to the salvation of other souls. We have to be mindful and work hard and pray hard and do all we can for the salvation of souls. And so that means going out into the deep water, being out into the deep water and throwing our nets for a catch. So we have to do work. We have to make that effort, but also keeping in mind that it is our Lord that converts souls, our Lord that saves souls, but he makes himself dependent upon our efforts, our prayers, our preaching, our missionary work. And so it is necessary that we do that, that we be zealous for the salvation of souls and depend on God. Depend on God to give power to our words, to our example, to our works. Give power to it for the good of souls. And this is the great charity. The greatest charity we can do is to seek salvation of souls. This is the thing that is most important to God, the salvation of souls, our salvation and the good of others. So let us be mindful of that, because that is the mind of God. And let us set our hearts on seeking the good of souls and not get too caught up in our own things and our own concerns, but always to be mindful of others, to always be in the deep, to always go out into the deep water, always being concerned for a great many souls, to save a great many souls for the love of God.
Misericordes oculos, a nos convierte. Christus.